John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And welcome into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic taking you through a beautiful day here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we welcome Dave Schoenfeld to our microphones now from ESPN.com. David, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us this morning, man. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, David, obviously today is supposed to be opening day in Major League Baseball, given the coronavirus and everything happening right now around the world. That's not going to be the case. What's your favorite part about opening day in Major League Baseball, and what are you going to miss the most that's not taking place today?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's probably my favorite day of the year, you know, even more than the last day of the World Series, because that's a happy day, but it's also a sad day, because that means no more baseball. But opening day, it's all about the hope of your team, the excitement of a new season. We get through, you know, kind of the drudge of spring training that drags on, and then we get real baseball that matters, and just, you know, watching all 30 teams in action. To me, it's always one of the best sporting days of the year. So, unfortunately, not happening today.
So, Dave, obviously we're in this, in this time period of coming up with possible alternatives and solutions without really knowing where things are going or what the timeline will be. I'm seeing Scott Boras talk about Christmas baseball, and, we've got the neutral site possibility in terms of, you know, if the postseason has to stretch into really cold months. Where do you think right now, if you just had to guess what things will look like, what would you say at this point?
Yeah, I think it's impossible to know. I know the commissioner, you know, Rob Manfred was on ESPN SportsCenter last night, and his comment was, everything's on the table, you know, which I think that's the approach you have to have right now. We don't know when the season's going to start. I know he was optimistically saying at least they can start turning things up in May, but we don't know. We have no idea when we're going to get the ball rolling here. Of course, there's the worst-case scenario that there's no season at all. I think you just got to be open to anything. Neutral site, World Series, I'm not a huge fan of that, because what's the point? You're playing the World Series in front of the fans. You know, do you want a World Series with 12,000 people watching it in Miami? I don't know if that's an ideal scenario, but I get it. You want to have eventually a lengthy enough season to be legitimate, so maybe you play regular season games into October. Then you do the neutral site World Series or dome stadiums, those with roofs. I don't know. I just think you got to be open to anything. I would like to see some creativity, potentially as well.
David, obviously we don't know how long specifically the season is going to be, simply because we don't know when the season is going to begin. But when it comes to, you know, maybe like a 90-game, an 80-game season, like, how far down in terms of the number of games played are you willing to go before you become really uncomfortable about the season as a whole in terms of the integrity of the season being played?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be curious to see what you guys think. You know, I was talking about this with a couple of my colleagues the other day, and, you know, I point out college baseball, I know it's not Major League Baseball, they play a 50, 60-game regular season, and you sort out the best teams when you play 60 games. I get it, short season, you could have some goofy stuff that happens, but I'd say at the bare minimum you'd want 60 games. So that could push us to an August 1st start. Then maybe you have some kind of really creative postseason tournament where you put in 16 teams. Maybe you do like a College World Series kind of playoff in each league to determine the World Series participants. I don't know. Obviously, 100 games, you know, the strike season in 81 was about 110 games, so that's sort of the shortest season in modern history. But I think 60 or so is the bare minimum.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I'd still take that and,
yeah,
you know, do something different. I mean, it's not ideal, but, man, it's way better than no sports, right, or no baseball.
Right? You know, and you could – you know, you'd have to tinker with the schedule, redo it. Maybe you play a lot more games within the division only. Yeah, not ideal, but 60 games is it's a whole lot better than zero.
Speaking of appreciating the game, David, will people still be as mad at the Astros when we finally get baseball going?
You know, I was thinking about that the other day. Like, that was going to be obviously the big storyline of the season, at least early on. How would the fans react? I think we all know what their reaction would be. A lot of boos. We already saw that in spring training. But also, how would the Astros players react? You know, and if Jose Altuve starts off 3-for-23, does he start pressing? All that kind of stuff. But, yeah, that storyline suddenly gets pushed, you know, behind the back burner. I think once we return, one, I don't know how the fans are going to be, you know, how will they show up if the first game's, you know, August 1st? I don't know. By then, they're starting to think about college football and NFL. I think there'll be some, certainly a lot of negative reaction to Houston, but maybe not as severe as it would have been.
David Schoenfeld from ESPN.com on the line with us. And David, you came out with an interesting story along with several of your colleagues at ESPN.com the other day about the best prospects you ever saw play. And obviously, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. was very popular. Mike Trout was in there as well. But you had an interesting perspective that you came out with. What kind of did you discover as you were putting this together?
Well, I pointed out, I grew up in the Seattle area, so I did see Ken Griffey Jr. his first year in the minors. He played in Bellingham, which is north of Seattle. So I did see him. He was a 17-year-old when he was drafted his first year. But when I was a little kid, and I'm too young to remember this, but my dad took me to see a pitcher named Floyd Bannister, who ended up having a nice, long major league career. I think he won 134 games. You know, your old-time listeners will remember him. But, yeah, he was from the Seattle area. As a high school senior, he went 15-0 with a 0.00 ERA, won the state title. He ended up going to Arizona State. He became the first pick in the 1976 draft. But, yeah, I don't remember, but it was my first baseball game, so I kind of said maybe it was Floyd Bannister way back in 1973 that turned me on to baseball.
You guys also did, I thought, and very helpful for everyone. We're all looking for, you know, things to watch. And obviously, you know, I mean, if you're missing baseball, there are a lot of, you know, the movies that we all love about baseball. But you guys got into some little bit deeper cuts on some stuff. Actually, you wrote up on Brothers in Exile, which is a 30-for-30 I have not seen. So I'm glad to. And that's the story of Levon and of course, El Duque Hernandez and their escapes from Cuba. Tell us some other, maybe some deep cuts that people should look for. I'm glad you guys also brought up This Week in Baseball. I think I'm going to spend like a day just watching old, you know, Mel Allen This Week in Baseball stuff on YouTube, too.
Yeah, you must be my age, right? I mean, yeah. You know, growing up, we had to watch that show. Saturday morning,
oh.
I think, is when it was on.
No
and, yeah,
doubt.
It had that iconic theme music. Yeah, the Mel Allen voiceover. You know, the video, of course, Pete Rose sliding in the head first into third base. I think that's from the 75-year-old series, but they kept that, you know, as sort of their opening montage for a long time. Yeah, Brothers in Exile. Not to plug ESPN, but it's on ESPN Plus. I think that's actually a two-hour 30-for-30. And, you know, they after Cuba shut down in the early 60s, when those two both escaped in the mid to late 90s, another pitcher at the same time, Rolando Arroyo, those three really reopened it up. It's a little easier now for the Cuban players to come over here and play. But back then, you know, the Cuban government did not allow those guys to escape, so they had to find methods to get out. So that one's worth seeing. I'm trying to find the link and remember what else my other colleagues picked here. But, yeah, you know, the great thing is with today's streaming, there's so many options out there to fill your baseball kick. So Yeah, you can find that article somewhere on ESPN.com. I'm trying to find it. It's a couple days old.
Another one, by the way, and this is going to be, again, you know, for people our age, the Baseball Bunch with Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
That was some good stuff.
Wasn't that Johnny Bench who hosted that one?
Absolutely, yeah.
I think he was still even maybe an active player
when he
did that. So, yeah, it was filmed in the off season. Yeah, maybe we need, like, Mike Trout to reopen the Baseball Bunch or something like that.
I think it's a pretty good idea.
David, last thing for you here before we let you go. Obviously, we're all looking for things to do, looking for things to watch right now. And baseball movies, I mean, there's a ton of them that are out there that are really, really good. What is your favorite baseball movie and why?
Okay, I go with the original Bad News Bears, not the remake one from 15 years ago, but the original one with Walter Matthau. You know, I mean, that's a classic, right? You know, I mean, you got kids drinking beer in the dugout when they're playing Little League. you know, the old kind of wool-looking uniforms, you know. So I think that came out in about 1976 or 77. Watch the original. Don't watch the Billy Bob Thornton one. Watch the Walter Matthau one.
Oh, amen.
David Schoenfeld from ESPN.com.
You know, Field of Dreams, Major League, we all know about those ones. You know, so there's some more obscure ones out there for sure that are worth watching.
Absolutely. David Schoenfeld from ESPN.com has been our guest here on Morning Drive. David, thanks so much for taking the time to join us this morning. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll get into what's supposed to be going on today in the world of sports. Should be talking about opening day. Alas, there's no opening day in baseball to talk about. Also, what do we make of potentially using neutral site games for playoff games in Major League Baseball? That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.